running on empty?
Listening to the Computer Guys. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Cam.
And we're the Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology related questions. Dave is away today. His brother is getting married sometime this afternoon, and so there's a whole bunch of wedding fun happening. I think there's a breakfast this morning at his parents' house and, you know, all that other wedding preparation stuff. So,
yes, congratulations to the whole family.
That's right.
Especially Scott and Rachel.
That's right. Scott and Rachel, they will be getting married at about 3 o'clock today, so you can think of them and all their wedding joys. And so they have a pretty fun honeymoon plan, too. They're going to Disney World.
Disney World.
So
that's right.
That'll be a good time. That'll be pretty sweet.
I'm going to Disney World.
That's right. That's what you say when you get married. That's what you say when you win the Super Bowl. Well, not anymore.
Scott's next goal is the Super Bowl.
That's right. Win the Super Bowl, and then he can go back to Disney.
That's right.
That's what he's thinking. So, we're here, first and foremost, to answer all your questions. Best way to get a hold of us is the phone, 395-1450 is the number here. That's a direct line right to us. And we are free. We are based here in Holland, so it makes it easy. We can do it. We can answer your question. Otherwise, send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com. We'll check that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you're at your computer, you're having a problem, send us an email, and hopefully we can get to it on the show.
So there was some tulip time craziness down here.
There was. There was a cop directing traffic. I came down my usual way, and I'm like, whoa, there's like markets. And
you can't get through.
You can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So the fun has begun.
Full steam ahead.
That's right. Last night, fireworks. Did you go check out the fireworks?
I did not. I could see them from my house, though.
Yeah, so could I. It was pretty nice. Just looking right out the window.
Yeah.
Did not go do that, unfortunately, but probably was a good time. If you were there, let us know if it was any fun.
I'm sure it was.
Oh, it's always fun.
So this might have been a week ago, but this is kind of interesting. Internet suicide probed in deaths of two in parked cars in Japan.
Whoa.
Police near Tokyo aren't sure, but they're looking at the possibility of deaths of two people over the weekend who may have been an internet suicide. The bodies of two men were found in the passenger seat and was parked in a mountainous area 45 miles west of Tokyo. The two seem to have died from fumes from charcoal burns found inside the car. Police say the two men seem to have met over the internet, and authorities are wondering if they might have formed a suicide pact. They have been in a series of agreements in recent years, and more than a few are arranged among strangers who meet online. The suicide rate in Japan is among the industrialized world's highest, and of the number of internet suicide pacts has almost tripled from 2003, when international police began keeping the records.
Mm. So that's interesting. I have heard some things about those little suicide pacts.
You know, this is the first time I'd ever heard anything about it.
Yeah, people meet on the internet and they kind of encourage themselves and each other to go through with it.
That's
so not. It's one of the downsides of the internet.
One of the dark and sad sides of the internet.
Yep.
Hey guys, we have some phone calls here.
Dave, are you sick?
Do I sound like Dave at all?
It wasn't bad, but I don't know if it sounded like Dave.
Well, let's
didn't really sound like you, though, so it was a whole other person altogether.
Let's get to the phones here. And good morning. You're on the Computer Guys.
Good morning. I wonder if you can help me here. My son installed WebRoot.
Spy Sweeper?
Yes.
Okay.
And I get a message that it says, ran spyware sweep, 10 cookies found. Removed and holding in quarantine folder. All with low risk rating. Is there any reason that I would want to save those?
No.
Not really. It's but they're not that malicious. You know, cookies are probably one of the most minimal things out there. They're not a serious threat to your privacy or, you know, they're not going to slow your computer down. So you don't really need to worry about the security. Basically, that cookie is just storing a little information. When you went to a website, the website asked your computer for some information, and you may have filled it in, or your computer may have filled it in for you, and that's stored in the form of a cookie. So next time you go to that website, it knows who you are.
Oh, I see.
So it's really not that malicious piece of software or anything like that.
It's your choice. You can get rid of it, you can keep it.
The only thing you may find if you get rid of it is you go to a certain website, and you might have to, let's say weather.com, and you store a preference for your local weather. You may have to enter that again after you delete the cookie.
Oh, I see.
So that's basically how they work.
Okay.
Just watch out for the cookie monster.
That's right.
That's the bad
one.
If
he comes out, definitely scan him or something.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out for that, all right. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for your call.
And we've got John on line two here. John, you're with the computer guys. Hello.
Hi, John.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
We got to know what your question is first.
You talking to me then?
Yep.
Yes, okay. We are talking to you.
My question is, I've got a laptop that was set up for wireless.
Okay.
And when I came back from Florida, I couldn't connect to my router on it. And I know it works because I've tried it in other places. My computer seems to be all right.
Did you try resetting your... now, how do you connect to the Internet? Is it cable or DSL?
It's cable.
Did you try resetting your cable modem and your router?
Not really.
Okay, that's the first thing you're going to want to do. If you've been away for a while, it's basically on your cable modem, there's a. It's probably going to be a little black power plug.
Oh, yeah.
You're just going to want to pull that out. Okay. Wait about 5 seconds, put it back in.
Okay.
Then go to your router and do the same thing. There's a little black plug on your router. Pop it out.
Okay.
Wait about 5 seconds, put it back in. Reboot your computer, and everything should come up normally.
Okay, I'll give that a whirl.
All right.
Well, I appreciate your help, and I like your program.
Hey, thanks so much for your call.
You bet. Bye.
Yeah, that's the power cycle, basically. That's the fix-all right there. 95% of the problems are fixed by that.
So. And you guys want to answer another question here? We've got an email, computerguys@whtc.com.
Got the guns firing full force today.
I know.
Well,
it's crazy.
Heard Dave was going to be gone, so they said, you know, we'll get some real answers today.
Yeah, that's right. Well, from my perspective, when I'm sitting over there in the newsroom, you know, fielding your phone calls,
sure,
doing all of your work, you know.
Yeah, definitely, and we appreciate that. Why
yeah,
don't you
okay,
know that?
Right. I'm sure you do.
Seriously.
Uh huh.
Okay. Cam. Next week we'll buy Josh a cake.
A cake? No,
wait, we can't do it next week.
Get right. Donuts.
Donuts?
Donuts. Donuts are good.
I'll bring some donuts in. I can do that.
Donut holes. Getting to the point here, computerguys@whtc.com is the email address. You've got an email here. Hi, guys. I've messed up the inbox screen to where it doesn't display the from, subject, and time of my incoming messages. This is how it happened. When I went into my email, hit send and receive, a box popped up showing the messages it was receiving. I went to move the box down out of the way to see what the messages it had already received, and must have hit it wrong because that's what messed it up, according to Carol here. But my deleted screen is fine, still shows all columns. I would appreciate your help. So I guess she's messed up the inbox screen, doesn't display from, subject, and time of the incoming messages.
Okay.
Kevin thinks they might have found it.
I'm just looking here. Oh, it's going to be somewhere in the layout, I'm guessing. Let's see. It's not going to be that.
It's not a toolbar or a view toolbar.
I don't know if it's a toolbar.
I don't know if Dave would guess, but...
He's currently looking on his laptop.
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right. Customize. I wonder if we have to customize one of the toolbars.
If you thought that Kevin had all these things memorized.
Yeah, we just
talked
about.
Too many programs, guys. You know, you can't
memorize.
He brings
a laptop with him every week.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you're blowing the myth here. Come on.
That's right.
If it's not showing... Wait, it's not showing what?
It's not showing the...
From, subject...
From, subject, and time.
Time.
Of the incoming messages.
One thing you can do is see if those got pushed off the side of the screen. Because you can drag those fields all the way off the screen.
And then you'll have a scroll bar kind of at the bottom.
Yeah, if your window is broken up into two sections, or even if it's just one, and you aren't seeing those columns, but there's a little horizontal scroll bar at the bottom, scroll over to the edge and see, that would be then to the right side as you're looking at it, and see if you see them outside of your view there. And what you can do is you can click on them, click on the little left border of the field you're looking at and drag it back into position. So you can move those any way you want. You can adjust the size of those fields. Without looking at it,
right.
This is about the best I can do for you. But if you wanted to like bring that in, we could definitely fix it for you.
Yeah, and there's no specification here as to whether that's
Outlook or Outlook Express. I'm guessing it's Outlook Express.
Or Eudora.
Oh, man, that'd be a while. I haven't seen that in a long time.
I used to use that on my Mac.
I used to use that on my PC. I liked that program. It was good. It was a small, efficient program.
I liked Eudora.
Then I moved over to Outlook Express. And
the rest of the world did, too.
Exactly. So that's something for you to try. If not, give us a call back. Let us know. And we can help you further from there. So thanks for that email. So, all right. This is interesting.
Go ahead.
Faster internet.
All right.
You want a faster internet?
Yeah, because SBC's kind of been slow and very not good
right
now.
You're playing into the commercials.
Let's not start dissing on local companies.
They're resetting my IP every 2 minutes.
We're the slow skis.
Hey, just monitor your IP. Does yours change every two minutes?
I happen to like SBC quite a bit. And the more I say that, the more I hope that they'll give me free internet.
Well, that's not going to happen, in case you're wondering.
Keep trying, Josh.
I will.
But interesting thing, faster internet. Just when many of us are thinking about getting using a broadband connection at home, there's talk of an even faster internet in the works. You may have heard of Internet 2, an ultra-high-speed network that will make the fastest of today's connections seem as speedy as a tortoise, maybe the slow skis, by comparison. Now we're learning about how it would work. The new version of the internet would transmit data using different colors of light. Those developing the system say Internet 2 would be able to do, would be able to boost capacity by as much as 80-fold. Wow, that's a lot. That would let researchers do things like connect telescopes around the world. A little typo there. The new, more rapid Internet is expected to be up and running next fall. Wow.
I like how you were running color commentary for yourself for a minute.
I know.
That is really fast.
80 times the speed. Now I'm thinking, is that 80 times the end user speed or 80 times the fastest, you know, like an OC 45 or whatever they have now? That's fast, whatever.
80 times anything is a lot.
Exactly. 80 times anything except for zero.
Well, you can't multiply by zero. Only Chuck Norris can.
That's right. That's divide by zero.
Divide by zero. Okay. I can't remember that one.
Microsoft says software prices could be falling soon. So if you are upset with expensive software, Steve Ballmer says that if the software makers are successful in cutting down on piracy, creates an opportunity to consider cutting the cost of software to consumers. So if they can crack down on piracy, which they're doing, there was a patch that came out last week about Windows XP. So if you were setting your computer to do some automatic updates and all of a sudden your little screen pops up, hey, your software's not legit. You better go do something about that.
Better go buy it.
That's right. That's what Microsoft did to you. They just let you know that you're running a pirated copy of XP.
And they know.
And they know. That's right. And they may hunt you down. So you might want to go get that software.
You may want to. Oh, so what do we got here? I got digital films on the way.
That's pretty sweet.
It's a new way to check out movies, and it's being made by the people who make them. Hollywood Studios will start selling digital versions of its films on the internet this week. It's the first time major movies like King Kong and Brokeback Mountain have been made available online to own. Six studios say they will begin selling the movies through the download website Movie Link. The new films will be priced similar to DVDs, between $20 and $30, while older titles will sell between $10 and $20. The films can't be burnt onto a disc for viewing on a DVD player, but the move is seen as a step towards full digital distribution of movies over the internet.
Whoa.
I'd kind of like them to be able to be burned, but...
That would be nice.
Because, I don't know, if you're paying $10 to $20 for an old and $20 to $30, you should be able to have a hard copy, I think.
Or unlimited downloadability. You know, but that's not going to happen. You know, it's going to be like 2 months, and then you have to pay to download it again or something. So, yeah, kind of ridiculous. Hey, are you still with Netflix?
You know, I am with Netflix.
You might be getting a free month of rentals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's a
that's exciting.
Settlement in a class action lawsuit in the Netflix case finally been approved by the judge. The approval paves the way for 5.5 million current and former subscribers to the DVD by mail service to get a month of free rentals.
For doing that whole DVD withholding and things like that.
Did you see that happening to you?
Well, yeah, it's considerably slowed down.
All right. Well, it resolves a case against Netflix in which it was accused of delaying some of its shipments to its, less profitable customers. It's you, Cam.
Hey.
Less profitable customers.
Where's the love?
Now that the settlement is in place, Netflix expects to begin sending out notices on the final settlement later this month. So that's, that was as of the first week of May, so you may be getting something about that.
Less profitable.
Yeah, well, you're in the $10 a month, right?
You know, they keep lowering the price.
Well, shoot, yeah, they're going to lose money if they keep doing that. That's true.
Blockbuster comes out with like 20.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, federal court ordered a man who was at the center of the nation's first spyware case to give up $4 million in ill-gotten gains. Get him. I hope they give this guy a serious sentence and fine him, do all kinds of nasty stuff to him. FTC has accused Sanford Wallace of running an operation that infected computers with software that caused flurries of pop-up ads. Yes, get him. Then it tried to sell customers cures called Spy Wiper and Spy Deleter for $30, which probably did nothing. Ugh, it's terrible.
I've never seen either Spy Wiper or Spy Deleter.
No, I might go look for him now. Order issued by on Wednesday by U.S. District Court in New Hampshire bars Wallace and his company, SmartBot.net. Heard of them?
SmartBot.net.
Yeah. From spreading spyware. The FTC first accused Wallace of the spyware operation in a 2004 lawsuit. Last year, under an agreement with the FTC, Wallace agreed to stop infecting computers with advertising programs. Wallace, formerly of Barrington, said he did nothing wrong, that he was being persecuted because of his past involvement in junk internet mailing. Sure. SmartBot offered business-to-business permission-based email services back in 2004. SmartBot has long been dormant, he says. He called the company Cyber Promotions in the 1990s, sent as many as 30 million junk emails to consumers, earning him the nicknames Spamford and Spam King. He left the company after America Online and CompuServe filed lawsuits against it. Oh, but he started up something else. That's wonderful.
And the banks gave him money to do that.
Well, hopefully not. In a related case Thursday, the government reached a settlement with Jared Lansky, an ad broker who disseminated ads containing Wallace's spyware. He's to give up $227,000 in ill-gotten gains. What are they going to do with all this money?
You know, probably nothing.
Like, this guy has to give up $4 million. Somebody else, $227,000. Where's that going? That's what I want to know.
Yep.
Oh, you've got some legal fees in there on both sides. Yeah, that's fair. Can they give it back to the people who've been getting these crummy emails and spyware?
What are they going to do? Send you a check for, like, 37 cents?
Yeah, I'd take it.
There you go.
It's 37 cents. It's not even a stamp anymore.
It's not worth it to send them
back. It's not worth it. All right, so just donate it to like charity or something. That'd be fine. Okay, so some Mac viruses are showing up.
Oh, yeah?
For a while, it was the one thing that would end the argument between those who would use Microsoft Windows-based computers and those who were wedded to Macs. At least the Mac users would proclaim, we don't get infected by computer viruses. I hope someone's listening here, Cam. While the argument can continue, now that security experts are talking about what they call the first ever virus to infect the Mac OS X, the version of the operating system that has been shipped with every Mac sold since 2001.
Until the virus. No.
That's right. Until now, the OS has been virtually untouched by the seemingly endless waves of rogue programs sent forth on the internet over the years. In fact, the Apple is growing in its market share and has been such a strong figure in the computer world that it's making the company's machine a more attractive target for those who write malware, as it is known. One researcher reported last week that Apple's machines had 7 new vulnerable spots and that those security holes could be exploited without a user ever being aware that it's happening.
I think Macintosh should take this as a compliment.
Why?
Well, because now they're cool
they're
enough. Now they're cool enough, and they're awesome enough that people have to write viruses for them.
I don't know if it's cool and awesome enough. I would say that there's enough of them.
Okay, whatever. But I have a PowerPC, a G4, I don't think I'll be affected by those.
Oh, you might be.
Well, it's
an operating system thing. It's not hardware dependent.
But I read something about the fact that based on Intel chips, that's how they're able to it's more easily access to get into that.
Don't believe the lies.
I will believe it because I don't want to spend that much money on antivirus programs. We do have a phone call here. I believe it's Scott on the line. Scott, are you with us?
Sure am.
All right, Scott, you're on with the computer guys.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Scott? Getting ready?
What's that?
Are you getting ready this morning?
I'm trying to, but I got a question for you, Kevin. You know, I'm getting married later today.
Yep. And you need
a
computer?
Just wondering, now that I'm being married, you know, and I got that brand new Dell computer, is it okay if I let my wife use it?
I don't know, Scott.
And I'm wondering, do you let your wife use your computer?
I do. We have a computer at home, and she uses that. Now, you said you have a brand new computer?
Well, it's about 2 years old.
Is it a brand new wife?
Brand new wife, yeah.
Wow, that's perfect. They're both
they're
brand
compatible.
New, so that'll work fine.
The wife's a little older than the computer, but she's not that old.
Well, right. Yeah, you know, I don't think you'll have any problems with that. I think she's probably a pretty safe computer user. You could put some wife sweeper on there.
Wife sweep? What is that?
Yeah, it protects your wife from any internet stuff.
Yeah, using my credit card and
yeah,
online shopping.
Cam actually sells that, so if you want to, you talk to him about Wife Sweeper 3.0.
$49.95.
Yep.
Yeah,
you get a 6-month subscription.
Well, good luck in with the rest of your mental preparations for today.
Right. Sounds good, guys. See
Go
you
get
later.
Him, Scott.
See, Scott. Yeah, Cam is how's that wife sweeper coming? You're on version 3 now, right?
I'm on version 3 of Java. I have like 6 lines of code.
Okay, it's good. It's coming along.
6 lines of code.
Version 3.
Look for this one at the in the stores. It's going to be a hot item. I think we're going to see it in the best-selling software list that we get every week.
I think if it's going to be wife sweeper, I better not say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't say that. Come on now.
I was going to say that it would have to be a pretty complicated code because women are very complicated.
To you.
Oh, see, that's not bad.
All right. Well, then that's safe.
That's legit.
I think a lot of women could agree with that, too. But, of course, men are complicated, too, I'll admit.
Yep.
For 3 weeks of experience, he's got a lot of knowledge
that's
here.
That's right.
Yeah, we were just talking about that off the air, but, you know, thank you for bringing my love life into the limelight here.
Public sector. Oh, boy.
If you have a computer question or if you want to date Josh, the number is 395-1450.
Or if you're interested in funding Cam's development of Wife Sweeper 3.0.
I am single.
That's right. Okay, Apple downloads. They were talking about the pricing on these, and they were saying, oh, come on, we should drop the price. Everybody was arguing about that. They're going to stay at 99 cents. So if you want to go to iTunes, the music store, and you want to download, it's going to be 99 cents, and there's nothing you can do about that. All right, Cam.
All right.
This seems kind of ridiculous.
Okay,
Tell
Kevin.
Me what you think about this. Do you think Yellowstone should have wireless? The national park. Old Faithful, trees, wide open
nature.
Spaces, wireless. man.
Now, why? Are they doing it to allow you to learn more, take your computer along, maybe do like a guided tour?
You know, they don't say. They said they're quietly setting up a plan to install the makings of a full-fledged wireless communications field. Park officials met last year with a telecommunications company that now operate inside the park or want to. Companies that attended the meetings tell the Associated Press that park officials asked them to pinpoint potential sites for future wireless towers or antennas, ones that would have the least impact on park visitors.
I have a great idea for them. If you have a wireless there, and then you can somehow get to one of the National Wildlife computers or something like that.
So you can't bring your own?
Well, no, you can. But because you're on the internet, you can get to this website or something.
Okay.
And this website tracks all the animals.
No, see, that wouldn't be... What, all the animals?
Well, they've got them all tagged. They've probably got radar and whatnot on all of them.
That would be pretty sweet.
You just set up a little system so you know where all the animals are.
So you walk right into a bear.
Opposed to where you are. Well, you know, they could mark the dangerous ones.
You know, I bet they could sell it with, like, you get your kids tagged. And so
you can't
your kids
them.
Can't get lost when they're in the park. And it has a little shock collar so when they try and go out of the park, the kids know that they're crossing the line. Damn, I think you're onto something. We got to talk to the National Park Service about this. This is a great idea.
I kind of like it.
Between that
it's
and
just your, wireless.
And Wife Sweeper 3.0, man, you are going to be busy.
It's just wireless.
It is. I think
it's
the
not
biggest
like they're running
thing,
cable.
I think the biggest thing is if they can make the towers discreet.
Build artificial trees.
They do that. If you seriously, if they're doing it in like an environmentally sensitive area where they're concerned about the look and everything like that, they can disguise it like a tree.
Oh wow!
They kind of bark up the whole tower itself, and then with the antenna, they throw in some like limbs here and there, so it kind of takes away from the shape of the tower. If they did that, I'd be okay. Or if they put up like really small, antennas at every couple hundred feet or something, up on a tree.
Yep.
Something where it's inobtrusive would be all right, but if they found a good use for it,
it's not like you should just have wireless to have internet in the middle of the woods.
No, you don't
have anywhere to plug in.
Yeah, and I'm guessing there's probably some lack of cell coverage, so they're talking about doing cell with all of this as well. And I don't know.
They have a lot of people out there working who could potentially have a dangerous situation.
Walkie-talkies. That's where you still see the walkie-talkies in action.
Line of sight.
That's right. Now you can go like 5 miles on some of those.
Some of them. Unless there's a mountain in the middle.
They just put a bigger antenna. Just raise your like 300-foot antenna. Do satellite phones. Do that. Cost effective. Oh, boy.
Well, we're down to about the last couple minutes here of your program.
It's been a strange half an hour, Kevin.
Yep.
It has been kind of an awkward morning, hasn't it? It always is when Dave isn't here.
It's the balance, man. When the balance is thrown off.
The balance. The force.
The force. You know? I was just going to say the force is not equal.
So I think I'm the red lightsaber, and I'll let Dave be the green. Is red? Who's red? Bad guys are red?
Yeah.
I'm going to be the red. I'm the red lightsaber.
I'm the bad guy.
I'm the bad guy.
I think Dave has a better evil. I think Dave has a better evil voice, though.
Oh, he is.
I think he's got a better possibility of
being evil. I think you're onto something. I think there's some inner evil there.
Uh-huh. I think so.
He taps into. He does an evil laugh.
So, yeah, Tulip Time coming up this week.
Tulip Time is coming up this week. I wonder what the computer involvement is in Tulip Time Parade.
I don't know.
I don't think much. I'm a little disappointed by that. I think they need to have computer guys float.
I
would agree.
Let's put it together. I think we can make it happen. Wait, first parade's on Wednesday?
I think so.
All right, I'm working all night. I'm doing a computer guys float. Maybe.
We'll take the Prius.
We'll see. Let's drive and wave. That'll be awesome.
Hey.
So anyway, if we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week. Our office number is 394-4940. Again, we are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. That's the corner of 34th and Maple. Thanks to everybody that called in today, and have a wonderful week.
Congratulations, Scott.
That's right. Scott and Rachel, congratulations. Have a happy life.
Thanks for listening to another hour of the Holland area's news and information station, 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.